Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This new feature will focus on the history of the Black Country and surrounding area, giving us a walk down memory lane. Every week we will focus on different times in history and their importance. This week we are taking a look back at the Dudley Canal and its impact on the local area. The canal systems of Britain were in its heyday the motorways on water. Traffic from all over this isle would pass goods, post and even prisoners via the waterways. The Midland Canal system, which includes Birmingham and the Black Country, was one of the busiest in Europe. Illegal alcohols and arms were smuggled back and forth as portrayed in the BBC drama Peaky Blinders. Industries relied on the canal system to deliver goods, to sell at high prices in the south, and eventually all this came to a halt with the railways and eventually motorways, which industries relied on more and more. Through careful conservation, the canals of the Midlands have been preserved, taken care of and refurbished for all to see and use. They are still used to this day, but now more for canal boat homes, which in the summer season are filling the waterways with holiday goers. The construction of the Dudley Canal began in 1776 to be joined as part of the Birmingham Canal to connect Dudley with Stourbridge for various mining industries. The canal took 3 years to complete, costing a reputed £92,000. Lord Dudley was the main backer to the canal, and the canal incorporates the now famous nine locks on the Delph in Briley Hill. Immediately once the canal was complete, a bill was put in for a Dudley tunnel to have a junction to connect to Tipton. Work started in 1785 with disastrous effect. The tunnel was not straight, engineers resigned, and the tunnel was vastly over budget. It was completed in 1792, 4 years after the original completion date. Once again, as soon as this tunnel was complete, a bill for another canal, now called Line 2, with the Dudley Central Canal called Line 1 to reach collieries in Netherton. Funds were raised and original costings for this second canal was estimated at £61,500. It was agreed to join Hales Owen, so a further £28,000 was raised by investors. Construction began and once again was plagued with problems. Different engineers were brought due to the death of the original engineers. Tunnel problems with bad foundations of sand and water pumping issues caused the majority of the funds to go. In all, the total cost of the Line 2 canal was around £120,000. Used extensively for the next 100 years, the canal was a hubbub for tourists and commercial workers passing through. As the age of the motor car approached, the canal system very quickly became anarchic and outdated, with parts being decommissioned in the 1950s. Since then, it was left dilapidated. To preserve the Dudley canals, the Dudley Tunnel Preservation Society was formed in 1963 and changed its name to Dudley Canal Trust in 1970. The Trust has spent 50 years restoring, conserving and trying to secure the future for the Dudley Canal Tunnel and the local canals. Today you can enjoy a canal side walk or relaxing boat trip and admire the local history. Seeing if you can spot some of the limestone fossils remaining from when the area was below sea and explore some of the numerous local attractions like the Dudley Tunnel, the only tunnel where boaters must still leg it through because no engines are allowed. So just don't be startled by the bats. To learn more, visit dudleycanaltrust.org.uk.